stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Whoop, skull. Yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Gridiron Updates. Week 17, another Vikings W, of course.
Yeah, buddy.
This is not green for the Packers. That is my Grinch sweater, you know. So don't get confused, Packers.
You're being the Grinch on the Seahawks, the Packers, yeah. And the Lions, yeah. Is where you're going with.
Correct. The Vikings will finish 3-0. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
Christmas came a little bit earlier this year. You got open one present in Seattle on Sunday, so I'll take that for a nice 13-2 start.
They snuck away with that. Didn't
yeah,
they?
That, I mean, typically they we did. Haven't won there in what 20 years. So I mean, that's
since 2006,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's 18 years if I did math quick, yeah. But we'll round it up to 20. Sounds way better on the mic.
Well, we'll get to the purple. Don't worry. But Rob, thanks for joining us again as always.
Thank you for having me.
Of course,
every week. I love
every
it.
Week, every single week. And then, of course, Dan, welcome back for another episode.
Dude, it is awesome to be back. I love being on Banner with the Boys, and this is absolutely awesome.
Probably more fun after a Vikings win, but there's been so many of those this
absolutely.
Year, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah,
and a close
13,
one.
Actually. But
and Daniel's been dominating the picks all year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, true. He's
top
been on
three
the top
all
of
year long. He's
I've
slipping
been,
a little right now.
Yeah,
but.
I was going to say a little slow roll, but I'm at 3-1 with this Packers game coming up, so... We'll
right.
see how that Ooh. Goes.
Did you go Packers?
I did.
Okay, everybody did.
All right.
But the reason why that's in question is we're recording a day earlier than normal. Normally, we record on Tuesdays. We are recording on Monday, and the Monday night football game is kicking off in about 30 minutes. So maybe we'll just give a quick brief preview on that, whatever, instead of recapping it, because it hasn't happened yet. But with that, Kev, let's head into our Week 16 game recaps. And of course, starting with the Vikings, I mean, we as we always do, and starting with a Vikings win, as we always do this Ooh. Season.
Eight in a row? Nine in a row? What is that technically?
Eight.
I don't know,
a lot. Yeah.
A lot.
2 months worth.
Vikings getting the dub 27-24 in Seattle. What did you say, Dan? First time since when again?
Since 2006. Chester Taylor days.
Chester Taylor days. Yeah, that is a minute.
When he ran that, I think it was like an 80-yard whatever back to the house, I was just screaming as a young Vikings fan.
Okay. Heck
I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But Vikings seemed to have it under control most of the day, and then Seattle tried to sneak in there towards the end. That final Seattle touchdown really had me flabbergasted for a while until I was finally able to see that his, what's his name, AJ Barron, something tight end for the Barner.
AJ yeah,
Barron,
Barron. Yep.
The tight end for the Seahawks.
Heck of a catch.
It was.
Amazing catch, but seeing it live, I was like, bro, no, 2 feet, what's going on? I'm like losing it. And then you slow it down, you see his knee does touch. His toe touches on like his left leg, and then his knee touches. But his right leg never touches inbounds, so everybody's freaking out that you got to have 2 feet in bounds, but you just got to have a knee counts almost as 2 feet.
Two body parts.
At it.
Yep,
and it hit off his helmet at first. He caught it off his helmet.
And then there's the possession thing, right? Uh-huh. But it did not move.
No.
I mean, I'd stared at that ball. You could look at the logo on the ball.
Yep.
And he pinned that thing against it and then grabbed it with both hands. It never really... He had possession the whole time.
Yeah,
just
he stuck
insane.
There.
I haven't seen a catch like that since that Giants like NFC Championship game with Eli and
David Tyree.
Gets the helmet.
The Super Bowl,
but it was really
interesting.
Yeah, interesting about that play is they didn't review it. Like, it was such a goofy.
Well, the commentators were trying to call for a review, if you will. Like they kept mentioning it, like, oh, they're gonna have to review this for sure, and blah blah blah, and then they're kicking the field goal. They're like, oh, they must have reviewed it very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, oh, perfect. We got the Vegas spread got a little closer. We got to make sure this is a game. It was just odd that they didn't at least take a half a cent to look at it.
Well, and now have you seen the still? Okay, following drive, obviously Vikings, Sam Darnold. To JJ.
Clutch.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
JJ's body control, unbelievable, by the way, to spin around like that and still stay up and get into the end zone, just phenomenal. However, for those Seattle fans that are listening to us, there was that still, you can see a still in the replay of, I think it was, who's our left tackle? Cam
Robinson.
There might be a hands to the face there that got missed. Allegedly. Have you seen that picture?
No, I haven't. So, but there's a thousand plays to get missed.
100%. You know, 100%. And again, that touchdown didn't get reviewed either. So at that time, I still was thinking that that was not a touchdown. And then that came out, and I'm all over the X-Sphere. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody's like, oh, hands to the face, Vikings getting handed the win again. And I'm just like, I need to get off X,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, we're not the Chiefs. Calm down. We're not the enemy here. Just chill out a minute.
Cheer for us, darn it.
We're in fifth place. Come on. Help us out.
Right. No, but yeah, Vikings sealing it. I mean, Jay Jettas, 144 yards, two TDs.
Yeah, he had an elite game. He pretty much caught every target. Addison still had another touchdown. Is he a double digits yet this year?
For touchdowns?
Touchdowns, he's got to be getting close, 8-9-ish.
He's got to be close.
He's definitely become, he's eight, got eight touchdowns.
Yeah, and Aaron Jones really started off the game real nice. He had a bunch of 7-8 yard runs that got our drive started, you know.
And they're going to need him for a long, you know, playoff run.
Sure, you know, I like those short down and distance. We really, really effective moving the ball when we got a little bit of a running game going.
Yes.
I wanted to give a shout out though to the Seattle. I could notice the sound just through the TV set of that place. So
I listened to the first quarter on KFAN here because I was on my way home. So I was listening to it on the radio for those who don't know what KFAN is. But listening to it on the radio, that was my first comment to Mariah. I was like, it is loud.
It is loud.
Yeah. You could hear it. I mean, you could barely hear PA, and that dude talks loud as heck. You know what I mean? So
they call it the 12th man for a reason.
Oh, 100%. So looking at the playoff picture, obviously the Vikes have clinched a playoff spot.
Yep.
Just real quick before we move on. Green Bay in that second spot probably got that locked down. We'll see this week.
They would have to lose out.
Yeah, which I don't foresee happening. They're going to lose this week, obviously. And then the following week, I think they play the Bears.
Yes.
Probably. So they might have that. Washington Commanders with the win. We'll talk about them. Just moved up to 10 wins as well in that third spot. So, you know, you got Tampa Bay sitting there at 8-7 and Seattle sitting there at 8-7. Yeah, Seattle's all but out of the playoffs at this point. They're not officially eliminated, but they definitely got to win out, and they need some help. They're going to need Washington to drop out, and I don't think that's going to happen. Tampa Bay could still win the division.
Yeah,
Atlanta's also 8-7.
Yes.
So things could still shake out there for them, but
Atlanta being 2-0 over the Bucs this year really helps.
100%. So, and yeah, Tampa's also pretty much but out. But they still have that outside chance.
Mm-hmm.
But
then you got Falcons versus Commanders this week, so that's going to be a big game.
That'll be a very good game.
That's going to be a tough game. But anyway, so Seattle, you need some luck. Need some luck on your side, but ultimately, Vikings getting the win, 27-24. Sam Darnold, again, three TDs, you know, MVP.
You know, and usually when you're around 8-7 around this time, it's usually good enough to be a 6-7 seed. But the NFC is just strong this year.
Yeah, 8-7 right now. I think you'd be sitting in a playoff spot in the AFC. Let me see.
Probably need an 11-6 record.
8-7 in the AFC, you'd be one game out.
Yeah, because exactly. 9-5, isn't that what the Chargers are? 9-6.
9-6. Which now beating the Broncos, they're now above the Broncos. So Broncos now in that 7 seed at 9-6. But we'll touch on all the playoffs, don't you worry. Moving on to our next game, which actually is the game that is going to happen tonight. So we don't need to spend too much time on it. New Orleans Saints going to Lambeau, I believe, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Yeah,
in Lambeau. It's going to be 32 degrees.
That's a cool
I don't see any reason why the Packers do not win this game. You know, no Derek Carr, I don't believe. So I think he's done for the season, actually.
Oh, yes.
Derek Carr's done. Alvin Kamara's done. MVS out.
Olave out.
Taysom Hill out.
They're going to lean on Jacobs heavily. Like they have been for the last
Packers
game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
considering this is a cold game. And then the Saints are just, I don't think, they still got a little bit of a fighting spirit in them, but I think they're just waiting, cruising to the end of the season.
I was going
to
mention this in the injuries, but it's, you know, relevant to right now. Luke Musgrave will return tonight for the Packers, so that's
another tight end.
That's not ideal for the Vikes.
Yeah, him and Kraft are a good 1-2 combo. Mm-hmm.
100%. You don't need to give more weapons to Jordan Love this time of the year.
Right.
But, so yeah.
Unless something drastic goes wrong and the Packers proverbially pee it down their leg, I don't see that they're ever going to win this one, you know.
Not
There's got to be some really weird bounces, some turnovers that keep, you know, I think the Saints in this game to even have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the Packers are going to get out at home, you know, and it's going to be over at halftime.
Do the Saints too? If some quarterback falls in the draft, do the Saints go that direction?
Ooh.
And now I'm not saying who. Like, I don't see a Shadur. I don't see a Cam Ward dropping like that.
Well, they still got Carr under contract. I don't think they're going to be high enough on that draft list to even touch even the top three.
I don't even have anybody in mind. You know what I mean?
And, you know, there's some quarterbacks that are going to leave their teams and be looking for new homes.
Kirk Cousins.
Sam Darnold.
So you're going with the Vikings aren't keeping him, huh?
I mean, I think they stick to the script and go with McCarthy. You know,
that's the script for you.
I think it is. I mean, O'Connell has shown that he can develop a quarterback pretty well. So I think they're going to stick to the plan and be able to develop McCarthy and hopefully turn him into that franchise quarterback that he can be before they have to give him that $60 million a year that these quarterbacks are getting paid.
If it's that low by then.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Danny Dimes probably be higher.
Yeah. I mean, there's a handful of people.
Mac Jones, I think, has only got 1 year left. He's going to be looking for a new job. He's kind of auditioning at the moment to try to grab a job next year.
His audition's not going that great either.
I'm just throwing him on the list.
When was the last time Saints drafted quarterback in the first round? It had to have been a long, long time ago. I think they're a franchise to take in an established guy.
Fair enough.
That's just my opinion, though. I don't know.
You think the Saints would go find a vet?
I mean, if instead Derek Carr doesn't with Derek turn Carr. Around, I mean, they could go with a Kirk Cousins or a Stafford, or not Stafford, but Darnold.
I think Stafford is on the last year of his deal.
Maybe.
I think he's not. Sure? I looked at
one more.
Yeah, I think he's got two more. It was like a 3-year contract after he won the Super Bowl. So. He'll retire a Ram.
There should be
sure
some
anyways.
Movement a little bit. Definitely on the quarterback area. But I think it all depends on what the Vikings end up doing with Sam Darnold. Whether they, franchise tag him or trade him with that franchise tag.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's starting to get, every time he wins, it's getting more difficult to say, hey, let's start over again. You know,
true.
Because I think if JJ was quarterbacking yesterday in Seattle, I do not think that final drive goes our way.
That's true.
You know, that was a pretty big move that he did stepping up in that pocket and giving his body up.
In Seattle, at Lumen Field, that's very true.
For sure. But we're going backwards, gentlemen. We talked about the
forward?
Purple.
I
know we're excited about the purple, as am I. You boys.
Sorry, guys.
But yeah, Packers probably getting the win tonight over the Saints. Saints, better luck next year. Third game. Denver traveling to SoFi to play the Chargers. Chargers getting a win, 34-27, with a pretty big fourth quarter.
Yeah,
I did not see that coming. To be honest, I picked against the Chargers.
I did too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Broncos kind of they stopped running the ball in the second half. They couldn't move the ball. It was.
And why we see this time and time again to go away from the run, especially when it's working sometimes. I don't quite understand that. And they had the lead at half.
They did have the lead.
So I just don't understand that mentality.
Yeah, and they just started going 3-and-out, and the tide kind of turned, and the Chargers, got the lead and never looked back, really.
Yeah.
Bo Nix have any shot at Rookie of the Year?
Probably no. I mean,
Jaden Daniels. We'll talk about Jaden Daniels here in a couple games.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess AFC wise, are we trying to split it?
Yeah, if we split it,
I'm trying to think who else on the AFC side that would be qualifying for that.
Now, I feel like a dummy for asking this question, but are those awards announced before the postseason or after? Because these two rookie quarterbacks,
right before the Super
Daniels
Bowl,
will both go to the playoffs, and we'll see how they do in the playoffs. If you can go and win a playoff game in your rookie season, I think that definitely deserves an award for sure. You know,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bo Nix is doing. I mean, he did really nothing wrong per se. His decision making.
Well, probably Bowers. Tight end out of
he's playing awesome too. Yeah. 106 receptions on the year.
So I guess I'm trying to run through the rookies through my head right now. It's
he absolutely could be up there. Because he beat out a quarterback though.
Ooh.
And Bo Nix has been getting more consistent too.
But I think Bowers broke so many rookie records that...
He broke at least one rookie record. And he's third for another one. We'll mention it.
And, you know, and he's like top 10 in receiving right now in the NFL.
As a tight end.
As a tight end.
Receivers. Yeah, right, for sure.
No, so, he's a stud.
So I like I'd probably go there. If I had a vote, I'd go probably go Brock Bowers.
Bowers over Nix.
Yeah,
for sure. But Nix is a close second for you, maybe?
He's had a pretty solid year. He's just, he struggled a little bit. God, he had that one pass that he was way short on a wide open receiver. Did that get picked, too? I'm trying to think of that play, but it was just a big play where I'm like, oh, that didn't lead him. But that was one of his things in coming out of college at Oregon. He had just a lot of short routes, quick routes, wasn't very good at the deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
Has a strong arm. You know, he has NFL skill.
Just the accuracy, the deep throw accuracy.
You know, and then that showed up and actually kind of, that was almost probably that, almost the play that kind of almost, I want to say turn the tide of that game, but it was just like, if you would have had that one.
I wish the Broncos would run Javonte Williams a little bit more. Did he go down with the injury? I don't think he did. He only had four rushes on the day. That's a guy I'd give more touches to. I mean, he was up there. He was up there last year, I believe, for them. I think he was their number one back. I don't know. I think I think this is his third year in the league out of like North Carolina or something.
Who did get the touches for the Broncos? McLaughlin?
No, his name's Audric.
Esteem.
Yeah, I do not know much about him until this game.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, out of Notre Dame.
He's pretty good.
But they've had a carousel of running backs ever since like Terrell Davis. And then after Terrell, I think they had Melvin Gordon for a minute. But they've been drafting rookies in the first, second round. Consistently over the last 10 years, and none of them panned out.
I think the Broncos have been really just a air raid type offense the really last 10 years. Because you haven't really needed a stud running back when
and you don't.
Peyton Manning come in.
And you don't necessarily need it, but, and again, like looking at Javonte Williams had seven receptions. That's what you want. You want to get your running backs involved in that quick stuff.
And I think that's what Sean Payton loves to do.
Yeah. And that's what he did with Kamara down in he didn't have over 20 carries a ton of times.
Yeah, he was more in that threat in that passing game.
Yep.
But as far as the Chargers go, we talked a lot about the Broncos who lost the game. But the Chargers, calling for that running game while Gus Edwards doing what he does, getting the touchdowns, you know what I mean? Closer to the I can't remember if his long run was a touchdown, but I know one for sure is that goal line stand, and that's kind of what you want out of him.
Yeah.
I think they still miss that J.K. Dobbins effect, but they at least were able to have some sort of offensive identity this week, it seemed like.
I mean, what do you have? 12 carries, 8 carries?
Who, Gus Edwards?
Gus Edwards?
14.
14 mm-hmm. for 48 yards.
But Herbert also ran for 8.
Yeah. So, they still at least somewhat sticking with it to effectively, you know, a little bit of play action, you know. Because they also don't have a ton of the receivers that really scare me.
No, McConkey's coming
young,
up.
I think.
I actually saw McConkey's, that lad McConkey's, his high school stats.
Yep.
He was a quarterback. He had, like, I don't know, 20-some touchdowns passing.
Wow.
Like, 1,500 yards. I could have pulled the yardage out of my butt. I think it's more than that. But and then he also ran for another 15. He was, like, a dual-threat quarterback. Yep. He was a 3-star out of, like, some small town. You
so
know kind what of I mean?
Like a Julian Edelman a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. So I found that really interesting, and now he continues to blossom each week that goes by. So
that can be huge. Yeah. As far as, like, knowing your just capability in a playbook is...
It'll be interesting
fantastic.
What they draft. What their big thing will be next year. Is it defense or do they go for a wideout? You know, not after losing Keaton Allen.
Who's my running backs in the first round? That's
Harbaugh.
I just got to know who would be there.
I mean, you got the guy from Boise State and you got the two running backs.
Yeah, the Chargers probably aren't going to get the guy from Boise State.
No, he's probably not. But the two guys are Oklahoma,
the Ohio State.
Their
whole offense, really, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's where I feel like they need to go on that team, you know. Defensively, I think they're okay.
They're okay. They have... Their secondary is trouble sometimes, and...
Not a Derwin James fan?
I am a Derwin. I'm a big Derwin James fan, but outside of him, it's not super awesome.
Yeah.
They're just inconsistent, so we'll see. We'll see what else they got to do, yeah. Khalil Mack, go get a sack, buddy.
The future is bright for Chargers fans, though, for sure. I think Harbaugh knows what he's doing.
That I would agree with. Yes. I think it's a matter of time before, you know, they're going to make the playoffs this year, right? So we'll see what they got. But they got the dub over the Broncos, and now jumped them slightly in that wild card race. So
AFC is still a battle.
It is still a battle, but the Chargers are feeling a little bit better about it today. But they got to win next week. Who do they play here really quick? I should know that. Patriot, they finish at New England and at Las Vegas. So,
oh wow!
If the Chargers drop either one of those games, then they're a first-round exit for me. You can't drop either one of those games.
No.
Now, if you sit your players in Week 18 because your position's locked up and you can't move up or down, then it...
Then
you
know what I mean?
Then the game against Vegas is moot, but
yeah.
You absolutely cannot go into New England next week and lose.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're one and done anyways.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that. It hurts my soul. But moving on. We got the Steelers going into Baltimore. What a doozy this was. This was Saturday night, wasn't it?
It was. Yep.
Yeah. What a game this was. 34-17, Baltimore getting the win over the Steelers.
It was tough. I wanted the Steelers to win that game so bad, but they just...
That Baltimore offense. I mean, it's...
They played well.
It's scary. Baltimore... I mean, we keep looking at it, and I'm not trying to, you know, say that the Steelers have no shot. I'm not trying to say the Bills or the Texans have no shot. But if the Ravens played Kansas City, you know, for the AFC Championship, hypothetically, I don't know how the seeding, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that offense might be too much for that Kansas City defense. Which has looked up rocky at times. I'm not trying to turn in Chris Collinsworth right now and just talk about Kansas City and the Chiefs. Mahomes! But, you know what I mean?
But the Chiefs are pretty good at stopping the run, and that's what I think the Ravens did really effectively of taking that really high-pressure defense, you know, the blitz. If you can establish the run, they had over 200-and-some yards rushing, you know, and what'd he throw?
Another 200.
I know, but how many times did he pass?
Yes. Oh, only 23 attempts.
So, like, exactly. So, where's the pass rush doesn't really have an effect. Those blitz do when you're not only passing it or throwing the ball 22 times, and you're running it. 30, how many 40 attempts did they have? 39, if I remember right. But
yeah. I mean, I think the Ravens did what the Steelers did not, and that was establish a run game. I mean, Najee Harris wasn't really a factor. He kind of took a backseat to Jalen Warren.
As he should at this point,
yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, Jalen Warren should probably just be getting the start, and Najee's your number two guy or your goal line package guy.
Exactly. And he's, like you said, he's more of your hard bruiser runner, but...
Which he doesn't do much of that either anymore.
When he gets 5, 6 yards, 7 yards on first down, it's usually looking good for the Steelers, but that did not happen.
Yeah, I mean, they were in the game till half. That pick six after that was kind of, it was over.
Yeah.
From Humphreys. That was a nice play by Humphreys there.
Yep.
I don't know what Russell Wilson was looking at, but.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers need another passing option. Who's out there? Free agent or rookie wise next season.
I mean, they just got Mike Williams. But
yeah, but
I
Mike
think
Williams
he's a little too
towards the end of
fresh
his career
in the playbook.
They need 14 back. Too.
Pickens?
Yep. I was like Claypool.
No.
I think he wore 10.
Like rookie Claypool, maybe. But
hey, and Claypool right now, he hasn't been playing. I think he's either
not
technically
even
with the Bills or he was released.
He's
I can't
a free
remember.
Agent.
Oh, that's right. So, but hey, but he's out there, right? If he can fix whatever is going on,
I think
he's been
done.
Working out, and I only bring him up, right?
Okay. Because
I saw a hypothetical on Facebook or whatever. I'm like, nah. And then I went to Claypool's like Insta, and I'm like checking him out and stuff. Well, looking at his videos, not
watching his hype videos.
Yeah. Watching his hype videos that every single player does, including high schoolers that never make the league, right? But it's just like, dude, I don't know. If he fixes his attitude and like the whole keeping the ball thing when you guys are trying to hurry up and win a freaking game,
I remember that play.
You know what I mean?
That was,
like,
that was hilarious.
Does Mike Tomlin even accept a guy like that back in his locker room?
No, I bet you that bridge is way burned.
Way burned.
That thing is gone.
Just a hypothetical. He's still a big body receiver. You know what I mean? If he can, like,
he's got talent.
Runs
for
good
sure,
routes,
but
he just. Well, he wasn't.
It's
running
all
good
up
routes
here
in Chicago.
It's all up here.
I think he's in his head. He got
after that great rookie season.
After that great rookie, everyone was saying you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And the next thing you know, then he was like,
fair enough. But yeah, obviously George Pickens, you know, being injured, but they just need another piece for me. I don't know.
I don't know what did Calvin Austin look like?
He's okay. He's okay. But Calvin Austin to me is a perfect like a high level number three.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
your Swiss
a low
Army
tier
knife,
too.
Can line up in the slot.
Yeah,
can
for
line
sure.
Up outside.
But you need one of those players, okay? So that's great.
But I don't necessarily think he'll take the top off the defense.
I don't think so either. And now that makes me think of another guy, but he's a gadget player too, is Deebo Samuel leaving San Fran. Could he go over there to
Pittsburgh?
After
that big contract? Sure. Can anybody take that?
I mean, they're going to have to get rid of Deebo because they signed Ayuk and then they just drafted Pearsall. And I think the 49ers got to say goodbye to someone.
When's Brock need a contract?
Ah.
You know, does he get
I don't know.
I know. We could go off on a whole
thing. 49ers are in trouble.
Yeah.
But interesting.
I'm just trying to think of other receivers.
Well, the other receiver that was just out and we saw that got signed by the Texans, Deontay Johnson. He was there. And so if, kind of like, you know, Tomlin, if he wanted somebody back, he's been there familiar with him, and they just still didn't want him. So is he a cancer in the locker room?
And I was actually just talking to a Steelers fan last night. Playing NCAA, of course, of all things. But and I actually asked him about Deontay Johnson, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'd take him back, you know. And he's a lifelong Steelers fan. But, yeah, obviously Texans picked him up today.
So that's
Tank Dell going down.
Yeah,
but
so I'm surprised he didn't want back there versus going into a whole new offense. But he's kind of had a really weird season.
Yeah, maybe I hope this is a fresh start for him. It's a really great opportunity.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Working with,
I mean,
you know, a good young quarterback, too. So
Tank Dell hurt.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson in.
There it is.
Yeah.
Moving to the last game of the week. Probably the most exciting game of the week. I mean, the last game we just talked about was extremely exciting, too. But this one, I mean, coming down to the wire, Washington Commanders getting the win, 36-33 over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Asterisk game.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts got hurt. That whole game was completely different
and
afterwards.
This just proved how valuable Jalen is.
To all the Jalen Hurts haters.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Philly was dominating that game in that first half.
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to be over quick. And then Hurts got hurt. And Barkley had that nice touchdown run after that for 60 yards. Thank you, buddy, for my fantasy win this week. I'm in the championship, just throwing that out there.
Dude, 30 carries for Barkley.
But they had to pound the ball with Kenny Pickens now at quarterback, you know. So I haven't
went down.
I haven't seen anything.
He finished.
If Hurst is coming back at all on the
concussion protocol
scenario. So that could be a really interesting turn for them, because if they go a couple weeks without him, is that offense, kind of lose its flow and its vibe? And then,
I mean, you saw when Pickett went in, the play calling completely changed.
Oh,
I mean,
for sure.
Straight away from carrying the ball or running the ball. And I don't know. Pickett didn't look comfortable back then.
No,
I don't think.
For sure. And then Pickett ended up hurting his rib early in the fourth quarter, and he finished the game, but he was getting x-rays after the game, like, oh, great.
Yep.
So now who, right? But if Pickett's okay and Jalen's not, do you feel differently about Pickett going into next week's game, you know, with a week of, you know, number one reps under your belt going up against the Cowboys?
Playing? Oh, the Cowboys.
In Philly.
I mean,
the Cowboys are actually playing good football right now. Despite,
their defense is playing,
you know, not making the playoffs this
year. They're playing okay football against crappy teams.
Yeah.
You know,
that's very true.
But does that change anything for you? Do you feel any better about Pickett, like if Jalen Hurts can't go?
I mean, they still should have won that. Devontae Smith dropped a first down play with a minute left in the game. And then if they catch it, that's game over. We're not even talking about the Commanders winning that one. Uh-huh. You know, so.
But they did.
They did. We still won.
Jaden Daniels threw 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, because they had the ball the whole second half because Philly couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah, no, seriously.
But Jaden Daniels also got it done on the ground, 81 yards.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He's a stud, but I still think they're a year away.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you asked me this earlier in the season, but do you like last year C.J. Stroud or this year Jaden Daniels better? Who's had the better?
Ooh. I would go Jaden Daniels, actually.
Yeah?
Because I
not including anything C.J. Stroud has done this year, just looking at what he accomplished last year, or is that skewed because you're like, oh, well, that was his rookie year, too, so you know,
I'm
he still
to
took
think
the
who,
Texans to the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who had the better roster, I guess, you know, the complimentary pieces, you know.
It's got to be almost even.
Yeah, so it's probably pretty even, but I think, I mean, Jaden Daniels is probably having a historical rookie year, and we just got off of C.J. Stroud's historical rookie year, so.
Right. That's what I mean. That's a tough call.
I'd flip a coin and give it to Daniels. I mean, Daniels, I think, overall, has just got a whole different X factor right now.
Dom said he's buying a Jaden Daniels jersey off DHgate, but he's buying one.
Yeah, I mean, I would give it to Jaden Daniels, too. I mean, he's already at 10 wins, which what C.J. Stroud got last year to win the division was 10-7.
And they were in a weak division last year.
Yeah, exactly. And the AFC South doesn't even come close to the NFC East. And Washington, that's just my opinion.
And Washington has Falcons this week, and then they got to travel to Dallas for the last game of the season.
Jaden's going to have to learn to play in a tough division. I mean, the Cowboys will be right there. The Eagles will be right there, depending on what the Giants do with their quarterback situation. Yeah, I would give to Jaden 1,000%. I think he's completely turned it around.
Yeah,
I think he's given the Commanders confidence, and I think Cliff Kingsbury has given that whole offense confidence.
I think he's been a big change. Oh, yeah. For sure. I like Dan Quinn, too, but I think Kingsbury for sure.
I think Kingsbury's really helped him.
Molding Daniels right now.
Yeah.
Which should be a concern for the NFC East for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. The original QB whisperer.
The original QB whisperer.
I mean, that's what they were saying about him back in the day. That's what he was when they got when he went to Arizona with Murray. That he was the QB god.
Yeah. Don't even get me started.
He had
on
some
Murray
good
this
years.
Week.
I mean, they started out 9-0 that one year. Kind of had a fall off, but still, I mean, they were playing their best football for 9 weeks.
But what a great win, though. I mean, that all but solidifies. It's not official yet, but, I mean, they're sitting right there in that last NFC wild card spot. And, I mean, there'd have to be a lot of crazy stuff to happen.
Yeah.
You know, if they can win one of their last two, I believe they'd probably clinch the spot.
Yeah, they just need one.
So,
yeah.
I'd imagine it's all but rote for the Commanders, who would then probably potentially be going to play the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that would be
round
a game.
Round one, right? 7 plays 2. Yep. If they end at 7, which, unless the Packers, well, they'll lose this week. So, who knows? Washington could jump the Packers. So
yeah.
But the Packers might have the tiebreaker on strength of schedule.
True, true.
Which is not even a tiebreaker. I just made that up.
Or is it tiebreaker on strength of schedule or conference record first?
It's, like, way down on the list. Okay. I totally made all that up.
Trying to confuse me.
Yeah. I guess I don't really know how it works either.
I think they go conference schedule or conference record.
Well, head-to-head, then it goes conference record.
Yeah, yeah. And did the Packers play the Commanders this year? They did not. So the Commanders would get the tiebreak, though, because the Packers do not have a great conference record. They are
2-2.
They're 5-4 in the conference.
Ooh, all their losses.
And Washington is 7-3 in the conference. So more wins.
Yeah, but
we'll see.
Yeah. The Packers win tonight, and then I guess Washington loses next week. They'd be equal then.
That's true. Yeah. So who knows? They could flip flop.
Yeah, it's still
But let's hope they do, because the Packers are going to lose in Philadelphia then. But so anyway,
We're gonna have bye week anyways.
Right, Vikes win. Yeah.
Vikes win.
Anyway, Kev, with that, let's head right into Tent Talk.
911. What's your emergency?
And starting off with the tent talk, of course, we got injuries. Tank Dell, torn ACL and dislocated kneecap.
That was gross. Don't look at it.
Yeah, viewer discretion advised. Sent straight to the hospital. I think he was even having surgery, like, immediately type of deal. So, not good.
I just saw the picture of C.J. Stroud crying in anger. I was like, I don't even need to see any more of that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Jalen Hurts in concussion protocol, as we talked about. Pickett injures his rib early in the fourth, but he stayed in the game. But he was seen going to the x-ray room immediately after the game. So who knows who's playing quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles this week? Chris Jones.
Probably Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yes.
The replacements.
Chris Jones, D-tackle for Kansas City, has a strained calf, used to get an MRI. I don't know the results of the MRI. I'm not his doctor. But that's a guy that changes that defense for Kansas City. So
yeah he controls
as long
the
as he's
game.
Good for the playoffs, you know what I mean? Basically, if Buffalo loses one more game, that seals the one seed for Kansas City. So if that happens, I would just shut him down anyway and just let him heal that calf up and get ready for that.
Well, wouldn't it if the Chiefs win one more game? Is
they probably
they
yeah, yeah,
seal
yeah,
the yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see.
And Patrick Mahomes did not look like he had a high ankle sprain.
No, he played fine. He's getting it looked at again, I read today, but he'll be fine. Bears left tackle Braxton Jones. This was also a really bad one. He had bad ankle injury. Don't look that one up either. Not good. Done for the season. Rams tight end Tyler Higbee returned from an ACL tear that he suffered last year's playoffs. Wow. He ends up getting a touchdown in his only reception.
This week. Another weapon to help that team.
Yeah, welcome back, Tyler Higbee.
We already mentioned Packers tight end Luke Musgrave returns tonight, so we'll see how that goes. And then one thing I saw, Josh Allen actually played through a fractured left hand. He fractured it in week one, and it wasn't really better for a number of weeks. So he was playing with a fractured hand that just kind of came out today. He kept hitting the injury report, but it just said, and it didn't go into detail on what it was. Turns out it was a fractured hand. So wildness. moving along to the news here. Deontay Johnson, as we mentioned, finally released by the Ravens after they both mutually agreed to split ways for the week, and then now has been released and already picked up by the Texans, obviously with Tank Dell down for the season.
Yep, they need
him. Ben Johnson, Lions offensive coordinator, may have interest in the Bears job.
Do you think that he was messing with them on that one play, that fumble play?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yes. Yeah. And then I saw something today that the Packers did that last year.
Oh, did they?
But allegedly. But, like, to me, the Packers one looked more like legit, like, Jordan Love fumbled the freaking ball and was able to pick it up and then huck it. Like, that actually looked like a real fumble to me, not planned. But everybody's saying, oh, the Packers did it first, so I don't know. But I thought that was funny.
It was pretty cool play. And comical. Gibbs diving on the ground even
just
sold
sells
it. To,
it.
Like, yeah, when I first saw that highlight, I'm like,
what is he diving on the ground for?
Laporte is wide open. Throw
you
it
see
to
the
him.
Second level. They kind of paused and go, "What the heck?" And that
was just too
perfect.
Late after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Lions just having fun out there.
Yeah, they are.
And it should be concerned for the rest of the NFC. Lions absolutely a favorite to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. Brock Bowers becomes the third tight end to exceed 1,000 yards. He's the first rookie tight end to hit 100 receptions as well. So, like you said, Brock Bowers just putting his name in the record books. Perhaps putting his name on AFC offensive.
Yeah. Georgia Bulldogs dog right there.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
He's been a heck
and he
of
was
a
doing
tight
that at Georgia too.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
definitely
he was just
was.
Running guys over.
But now you look at a guy like Kyle Pitts in the same position drafted high like that, you're like, what's up with him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The guy can't catch a cold.
Good point. Ravens clinch a playoff spot this week, but that division still kind of up for grabs now between the Steelers and the old Ravens.
So the Steelers got the tiebreaker on that one?
They're 1-1 now.
They have the conference
so they split
record,
it.
So, yeah, they split. Do they go by how many points scored in that? Like, the point differential
in
those two games then?
No.
Is that the third thing?
No,
or does it go straight
soccer.
To conference? Hey, man, hey. Well,
we're not at the World Cup right now.
Well, I guess for the division lead, it would go by the division record.
Yeah, that'd be the first tiebreaker.
So, and they're both 3-2. So, I don't know.
Well, then, I think it goes to conference.
So then, at the moment, Pittsburgh does have it.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
By one game. Yep. So, again, that could change.
Yeah.
But they opened that door up by not winning in Baltimore. So, anyway.
Let them ride.
Interesting. Let them ride. Penix ended up getting the start over Kirk Cousins. Kirk O'Chain.
And he looked okay, actually. You know, and I'll give Michael Penix an okay grade.
What's it? What is the grade, though?
He did well. That pick was not on him. It was actually a drop that bounced up in the air. So... he was played very conservative. He had a lot of throws in the middle of the field. That's where he was really accurate. I think he was like 11 out of 11 in the middle of the field. And then he went like 4 for 8 on the outside. He didn't really push the ball down the field. But also, they don't really have a receiver that pushes the ball. You know, Drake London's not a speedster.
Darnell Mooney not really either. Mooney, per se. He was for the he was the
he
was
thought
the Bears
he was
downfield
be more,
threat
but
when he was there. But
they don't feel like they really use him that way. Bijan looks nice.
Oh, I love Bijan. He's a huge part of their offense.
I think this was a perfect game to get Penix in.
I guess, yeah.
And worst team in the league, this is kind of a perfect kind of
but some argue that's a perfect
starter.
Game, too. To keep Kirk in there, or were you just over Kirk at that point?
Last week was a perfect game to keep Kirk in there against the Raiders.
Yeah, great point. Yeah.
Worst team
and he
in
still
the
wasn't doing it.
And only scored 15 points. So I think that torn Achilles is doing a lot more damage than we think.
I think so too.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like the same in the pocket. No. Even I remember talking week one. Remember when they had zero play action?
Oh, when Matt was just breaking it down heavy for us with the Achilles.
Yeah.
So, for sure.
He just, different team, but
fire up.
Congratulations, Penix.
Good job. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Good luck, Penix. With that, Kev, let's head right into Bonehead Move of the Week.
Yes.
And of course, bonehead move of the week. Not a lot necessarily transpired this week, as far as I know, I guess. I don't know. But the big thing that I did notice that, I don't know, I'm 50-50 on it. Arizona Cardinals losing this week, so out of playoff contention. Yep. Trey McBride is coming off the field. And obviously, people are recording with their phones or whatever. I don't know if this is a phone. I don't know if this is a reporter or what. But Trey McBride walks by, and he's just voicing his frustration out in the open, saying how the Cardinals are a effing team.
Ooh.
So is Trey McBride – like, I get it, right? You just missed the playoffs, and they lost to Carolina. I mean, are you just frustrated you lost to Carolina? Are you frustrated you're out of the playoffs? Is it all of the above? Are you frustrated that you don't have a freaking touchdown this season?
No,
you know what I mean? He really, yeah. He doesn't. No. So,
well, any receiver that plays with the type of quarterback that likes to linger in the pocket for a while, you run a perfect route and you're wide open and you don't get the ball, that can get very frustrating after a while. And then you start running that route less harder, not as precise, because you're like, I'm not getting the ball, you know?
That's why I'm 50-50 on it being bonehead, right? Like, the bonehead part is vocalizing that where cameras are running and everybody can capture everything you say and then run with it. Like we are. We're the media.
Yeah.
Look at us. But no, seriously. That's the bonehead part. Now, I can understand the frustrating part. You know what I mean? And, you know, Cardinals have been trying to get up. And this was a great year to maybe potentially even have an opportunity to win the division. And they just let it slip out of their hands. Yeah. They're in the division lead when they were 6-4, I think.
Yeah, they were 6-4. No,
I mean, they drafted in the top 10 last year, so that was the type of team they had going into it. So I think that technically they probably almost exceeded my expectations of how they were going to do this year.
But do you think this is it for Trey McBride? Is he too frustrated right now with Arizona, or is this just end of season frustration and don't read into it?
I think he just lost the playoff game. You know, their cat kicked off the playoff game, and he was pissed.
Yeah. And, I mean, Carolina hasn't laid down by any means against any team. They've been maybe playing their best football
Bryce
the past
Young.
Three
Bryce
weeks.
Young. Yeah. Oh, my God. The guy
has been
what
playing
happened.
Awesome.
So maybe that's what they're trying to do with Kirk. They're bench playing, him, and then he comes back like that.
I think Dave Canales has had a slow start with Carolina, and he's finally finding his footing with Bryce and that Carolina team. And I think they're starting to play with some confidence and really liking Brian as their head coach.
Yeah, I think Arizona ran into a buzzsaw this week.
Yeah.
They did. No, they did. Don't get me wrong. But Trey, I think this is league-wide now. He's tied for 7th in the league for receptions at 92. Mm. 17th at yards, 958. But then, that big, fat zero in the touchdown department. I mean... Mm. Is that a factor for you? Like, if he were to leave, I'd imagine 31 other teams would be interested in bringing him on.
Oh, yeah.
But, or is that touchdown thing a factor for you? Or is it just Kyler's just not looking his way in the red zone?
I don't think Kyler's a very good quarterback in the red zone. No disrespect to Kyler,
just in general.
But they kind of ran heavily on the run game this year, James Conner and drafting Trey Benson, which they should have.
Yep.
Completely the right choice.
Who's been injured all year long.
But I mean, to be fair,
not injured all
inefficiency
year,
in the red zone.
To be fair, Trey McBride only had 3 touchdowns last year and 1 the year before, too. So it's not like it's not like he's a touchdown machine.
No.
So maybe he's bad in the red zone. With a combination of Kyler not being the best, I trust my eyes, red zone thought process, that I could see. Because Kyler likes scrambling around.
He does.
He
does.
Some of his greatest plays has usually been in the red zone where he's just extended the play forever and then found a guy,
I really feel like he's not going anywhere. They're not going to move a guy like that. I totally expect Trey McBride to be playing for the Arizona Cardinals next
just
year.
Frustrated.
Hopefully him and Kyler can maybe get together this offseason, though.
Yeah.
And play a little COD.
That's probably... There you go. Play a little COD.
Yeah, I expect Jonathan Gannon to sit down with him and say, hey, you're third-year guy. You were our first overall pick not that long ago. We need you to be a leader. Just something to that avail.
Yeah. I feel you. With that, Kev, let's head right to our Week 17 preview and picks. And to start off our preview and picks, first off, little update. Packers are up right now 7-0, but by the time you listen to this, the Packers would probably have won. So I don't know why I just did that.
Or loss.
So, or loss. That would be great for us. Might as well. I don't even, I'm 1-3 on my picks this week.
Do you want
so
them to lose just because for your picks or just because they're the Packers?
I wanted them to win for my picks because I went 1-3 this week, but like looking at the Vikings bigger picture, we need them to lose.
Yeah.
So
do we really need them to lose?
Yeah, well, we're going to beat them next week, so
yeah,
I guess not.
Yeah. So.
But it would be nice for them to lose. But anyway, just quick.
Just crush all their hopes. Just, I get it.
Right. Yeah, correct. They've crushed ours before.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we've
why
been
do you have to rip that
road.
Band-aid off? I thought it was completely healed.
I know. Sorry. I know. I'm here for you next week, too. Yeah, just real quick. I'm not going to update much because... again, that game's going on, so I don't have a full update for you. But at the moment, there is 7 people that went 3-1 last week. And if the Packers win, everybody picked the Packers for us. So if the Packers win, we're going to have 7 4-1s this week.
Holy
shit. I will not be one of them.
No, Rob and I are both 1-3 at the moment until we figure out the outcome of the Packer game.
Broncos
so the best
game.
We can do is 2-3.
I know.
Awesome. And here we are thinking we're... And we're going to fall down that leaderboard, too, by the way.
Well,
but anyway,
Jake
and Matt both went 2-2 at the moment. Dom also in that 2-2 mark, and so is D'Angelo. Yeah, we don't even need to put that up, Kev. It's not even – that's not even completed, my guy. That's from last week. Right, we're in week 17. Oh, yeah. But still, that the leaderboard on the right is not correct, so I didn't – it's not ideal to have that up right now.
I think our fans at home, they have enough time. They can get the calculator out.
Not even worth looking at. We'll have a good update for you on our leaderboard next week. If I had to take a shot in the dark, it is probably still Dan. Actually, it will still be Dan. Since Jake went 2-2, Tyler went 3-1, but Dan also went 3-1 at the moment.
See?
So
got a legend at the
Dan
studio.
Is probably still going to be our leader next week.
Let's go.
Skull to the bowl, right?
Yeah. Skull.
So with that, our first game of the week is a doozy. Packers at the Vikings. I'm going Vikings. I've already said that all day, so I don't need to explain. Anyway.
Are you going to go to this game?
No.
No?
No. That's going to be money.
It's
Detroit. The Detroit tickets right now are crazy.
In Detroit?
I bet.
No, that's here, isn't it?
No,
that's right. They beat us here.
Yeah,
no, I must be thinking about this game, the Packer game.
This usually always probably the biggest selling ticket. When I had season
in Minnesota,
season ticket holder, this was the one game I'd always sell because you could get five games worth, because the Packers, we're so close. I think we're 400 miles away from Green Bay.
Yeah,
so
that stadium would be filled
we
with
travel,
green and purple.
They travel pretty well
over
there.
Well, and actually I saw something kind of messed up. So this game got flexed. And I saw something from a pack. Oh, I'll tell you guys what these tickets are going for.
We got flexed to the 3 o'clock.
They got
game?
Flexed to the 3 o'clock game. So there's Packer fans, right? That
so
had already booked their flights.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, we don't care about that.
I know, but it is
flights?
Kind of bogus.
Take a road
it is kind
trip.
Of bogus.
Come on, meow.
But if you are flying, right, and you plan on leaving after the game, well, now the game's starting when your flight's supposed to take off. That's kind of annoying.
Oh,
good.
Right. You know what
good.
I mean?
True. Yeah.
So I will give a couple Packer fans that are flying in for that game the benefit of the doubt there. Rob doesn't care about you.
I do
out.
Not care about you at all, especially when it's Packers week.
Anyway, at the moment, those tickets for the cheap seats, like nosebleeds, $475.
Oh,
a piece.
Merry
right now.
Christmas
Vikings
and a happy
versus
New
Packers.
Year.
They used to just be the without the four at the beginning.
$75. Right. A regular season game is about 60 to 75 up there, but we're talking $475.
Yeah.
So,
but it'll be warm up there. It won't be outside.
It will.
So,
yeah,
it will. So,
my goodness.
Rob, who you going?
Oh, I got Vikings all day long in this game. I think it's always a divisional game, so I'm not going to say we're going to blow them out at any point.
No, absolutely not.
The Packers are playing really good ball right now. Their offense is looking really well. I think Jordan Love is fully healthy from that groin probably 5 weeks ago.
I would agree.
He's definitely like stepping into a lot of throws, even though he has that kind of that fadeaway Aaron Rodgers look. I feel like he got that from Aaron Rodgers watching him in practice. I think it's a good competitive game, but I think it's going to be at home. The crowd's going to be rocking, so our 12th man, or we need to come up with a cool name for that.
Our version of 12th
Vikings
man.
Marketing team, we need you. We need something.
Something new.
I mean, you got
trendy.
The Norse village. No, yeah. That's stupid.
I mean, the skull.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think, you know, both teams are coming in healthy, and I think it's just going to be a good old battle.
Oh, it's going to
be
a
battle,
game.
And I love it.
Yeah, good old battle. Good Dan, game. Who we got?
Maybe we'll go live.
I got the
game.
Vikings. No. It's going to make me a little nervous, though, because Packers are a good team. Plus, we're going into Detroit next week, so. Do you go all out for this game, try to win this game, and then maybe get beat up
yes.
going to Detroit, and then
Ivan Pace is back. That's he's gonna be the difference maker against the run.
I'm just concerned because it's two really tough games in a row. And I know it helps playing
three games
at home.
Hopefully he's back. But
I do think we get this done, but it's gonna be a very close game. I think we have to turn over J Love a few times in order to get it done, which we're very capable of doing. So. Give me the Vikes.
Yeah. Give
me
the Vikes. Yeah. We got Vikes across the board for most that have got me. Their
even
picks
the Packers
back.
Fans?
No, I was getting to them. those clowns. Tyler and Ben are in-house Packer fans, went with the Packers, and so did D'Angelo.
Oh.
The Lions fan. Oh. Unbelievable. What a joke.
He just wants the next week game to not matter. That's
like, correct. That's why I told him. I was like, oh, okay, so you got to take the Packers this week so you can take the Vikes next week.
Yeah.
And he sent me a GIF and all this, and he's like, you know that's not happening, and blah, blah, blah. So he's a big Vikings fan at heart. We know it.
I think he is.
So, yeah, anyway, next game. Chiefs at Steelers. Chiefs could lock up the one seed. Steelers could keep trying to win that division this week with a win. Oh yeah, I started last time.
You did. I'm going Chiefs. I'll start it off. If Pickens doesn't play, I definitely don't think the Steelers are going to be able to keep up with them. Mm. After watching them last week without a deep threat, I know their defense will keep them there. Fitzpatrick's flying all over the field. TJ Watt is looking nice and stuff like that. So I don't know if they'll give enough problems to the Chiefs.
Yeah, and we don't know yet about Pickens. He said, quote, I hope so. And it depends on how I feel. And that's from like a Steelers fan page.
And do we have Hollywood Brown? Is he going to be back for this game?
That's a good question.
Well, you know, even like just fully, you know, like running full reps
year,
in NFL shape a little bit.
No, last week would have been his first game. Last week? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had 5 receptions for 45 yards last week.
Yeah, so another week of him. I think he's going to be the X factor of this game. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like that.
Dan, what we got? Everybody's gone Chiefs so far.
I'm going to be the odd man out and go Steelers.
There we go.
Okay,
I
don't know why. I just feel like this is just going to be like a weird game, especially for like people that aren't Chiefs fans. They're like, you know, this doesn't really feel like Chiefs playing Chiefs football.
Okay.
I really think the Steelers are going to have a good game plan to kind of contain Mahomes. I think the safety play has a lot to do with how Mahomes does, and I think Fitzpatrick is as good as there is in the NFL.
I would agree with that.
I think Mike Tomlin will have a really good game plan, and I think they have a sour taste in their mouth from getting beat 17 by the Ravens. So
last week, ooh.
I really
can I change my pick now? I want to go Steelers just because the great Daniel over here.
I think this is going to be a more off game for the Chiefs than it is going to be a good game for the Steelers, if that makes sense. So
yeah,
Give you the Steelers.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on that train. I do hope George Pickens plays, but right now it's seriously 50-50 up in the air right now if he's going to play. I agree with you. I think they need that downfield threat, and he's the biggest one
they need
have,
something.
The only one they have. So, I don't know. The Chiefs have just been so sus all year. Somehow they're 14-1.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. They're battle-tested. The Chiefs are going to make a deep playoff run. We know that. When I chose this lineup of games, I already planned on probably going Steelers because I knew a lot of people wouldn't anyway, and I kind of need to climb up that
leaderboard. Yeah. Drink to that.
But I think Chris Jones would be a big miss if he doesn't play. For them.
True, that's probably almost the other aspect. True. What are the Steelers if he doesn't play?
And that's also up in the air at the moment. Let me just see here. Since it's my pick, you know, let me see what we got for Chris Jones.
Now you
got
to do a little
research. Huh?
Yeah, why don't you guys just wait a minute here. Chris Jones, DJ Humphries is out of practice again today. DJ Humphries also out of practice, but either way, it doesn't change what I'm doing. Steelers, Going to get the dub.
Cool.
Steelers getting the dub. Like Ravens at Texans. Also, the only other person to take the Steelers, our other season leader, Tyler. So, interesting. Do you need to change your pick, Rob?
No, I'm not sticking to my guns. I'm going to stick to my guns.
All right. Ravens at Texans. Ravens coming off that great win. Texans right now, where... Let me just pull this up. I had it here. Let me just pull up the old playoff standings here.
This should be a really fun game. I really want to see this Texan defense against the Ravens.
Yeah, you know?
This should be a fun game.
And that's exactly why I'm going to go with the Texans. Again, Baltimore feeling themselves a little bit, but this plays into the bit of the Steelers are going to win this week. Baltimore's going to lose. Steelers will end up winning the division, but in my opinion. But that offense for Baltimore is just potent and it's scary, but I agree with you. I mean, that the pass rush... If they can at least stop the run and force the Ravens to have to start passing the ball more.
Which we thought the Steelers needed to do last week.
Which they didn't. Yep. Right? But so I think Texans will have a better time at that. I like the Texans defense a little bit more than the Steelers. It's not by a lot. I think the Texans defense is a lot less experienced, I guess, in a way. But I don't know. They're just more scary to me. And now Tank Dell on the offensive side, losing him is a big loss. But I think Joe Mixon is healthy. Let me make sure.
Well, I mean, he played last week, but he hasn't had a really... Last couple of weeks, he's kind of been...
And Baltimore shut down the Steelers' run, so... Well, yeah, Warren would get a couple here and there, but...
The Steelers, have they really been running the ball really, really well?
No, I wouldn't say
they're like middle of the pack style more, statistically. Mm-mm. I mean, has either of them had over 100?
Maybe they'd be over that hump if Fields was still in, but no, not like
Wilson. Yeah, and the rushing aspect
but
of
if
it.
But if the Texans are going to be this perennial playoff team with C.J. Stroud and building this defense up, this is a game they got to win. This is a game you have to show.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know, not just the league, but yourselves, you know.
That you belong.
That exactly, yeah. Yes, that you belong. This is where you belong.
It is. It's like a playoff game. Like I was saying, like the Vikings playoff started last week. Seattle, Packers, Lions.
For sure.
And then
sure.
we go into the playoffs.
For sure, yes.
So, and those are all probably playoff teams-ish. So, like, this is literally probably the Texans, like, hey, do we belong? Yes. You know, are we a contender in this division?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm the only one to take the Texans, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to join you, though, because I think the Texans are at home. This is a game they need to win, you know. Even though, secretly, I probably think the Ravens are going to win, but I'm going to pick the Texans.
Hey, we need to move up the leaderboard,
man. I think I'm on the it doesn't matter.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm going to be middle of the pack the rest of the year.
Me too. Dan, what we got?
I'm going to go to the Ravens. I think the win over the Steelers was a statement.
Statement.
Yeah, I just think they're too much for the Texans. Not to say that the Texans aren't a bad team. They're just in a crappy division in the AFC. I do think they win that division. Or they've already clinched the division, but I just think the Ravens are just too much.
I'm gonna pick Daniel's great football mind here. How would you rank the top three AFC teams? Bills, Chiefs, Ravens.
I would go Chiefs number one, Bills number two, and then Ravens number three. Probably because the diversity of Josh Allen versus Lamar. I think Josh can throw and run. And I think the Chiefs are capable of shutting down either one of the Bills or the Ravens' pass game or running game. So, yeah, I just think the Bills are just – a little bit better than the Ravens in that aspect.
All right, Banter of the Boys fans, if you're listening to that, best picker of the week if you're going to Vegas this week.
Yeah, he's our leader, so. Yeah, I think I'd have to swap the Bills and Chiefs around.
Oh, you think Bills are number one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chiefs could very well get it and get the first round bye. But
I would agree with you if
right
it was
now.
If it came to regular season, but in the postseason, I think the Chiefs are number
well. True,
but
yeah.
I'm going Chiefs, Ravens, Bills.
I'm all putting Bills three.
I know Josh Allen's there, and I think he's the X factor that even puts him in that top three.
Has he done anything in the playoffs since that first matchup between him and Mahomes, which was crazy?
I know, but
since then.
Yeah, no, I feel like once the winter hits, it's just a little bit different, and that ball gets a little bit colder. And if James Cooks doesn't establish the running game, I think the Bills are not a team to really,
unless they're at home, too. I agree with you, because once they got rid of Diggs, they really kind of leaned on James Cook and kind of went to that running game, and it worked. And it has been working, considering all the points they've been scoring. But
so you're still gonna
if they can't lean on that, then look out. Cause
could either of you name the Bills' top receiver right now?
I don't think it's Amari Cooper.
I think it's, I don't know who is.
Like you're saying, who's leading in
Dawson
receptions
Knox,
or yards or
Dalton
something?
Kincaid, probably.
No, he was out for like 3-4 weeks.
Is it Keon?
And
Coleman?
I had him in fantasy, so like
I like Coleman.
I think it's like spread around. Like Shakir, yep. Coleman, like that Johnson. That running back's having a nice couple weeks.
Trey, 25.
Shakir's actually leading in yards.
Yeah, I know.
He's leading in yards.
Shakir's leading in yards. Yeah, he's also leading in receptions by 30 plus.
So Shakir
who's
by
second?
Far
is it Kincaid?
Yeah, Kincaid is second. Yeah.
But how many touchdowns does Shakir have?
Four.
Hmm.
Two. Yeah. Matt Collins has five, but he had that crazy game. And then Ty Johnson, the running back, has three receiving touchdowns. He's tied for third for receiving touchdowns on the team with
so you take away Diggs, the X factor, you know, that number one receiver type of guy. But this is kind of the thing Josh Allen can do, you know. You can kind of surround him with a little bit than above mediocre talent. No disrespect to any of the Bills' offensive players, but that's what Josh Allen is capable of doing.
They're going to write you some hate mail.
is elevating the play of those guys because he's just that good. I think so.
Hey, you're the league leader. I'm going with whatever you say right now.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's pretty much what they're doing with Mahomes. I mean, he's got D-Hop now, but before then, it was just not crap receivers, but nobody you could really name. And Mahomes' play just elevates them, you know?
For sure. Next game, Broncos at Bengals.
Bengals. They are hot right now.
Mm.
Joey Burrow is on point right now.
Fumble was bad last week, but
it was. But also the diving throw into the end zone for a touchdown was pretty sweet too. So pick one or the other. I think the Bengals are just they're on fire right now, and the Broncos. I think defensively they're better than offensively, and I don't think their defense is going to be able to contain the Bengals all day long.
Are the Broncos a first round exit if they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah, you feel the same?
Yeah, I mean, especially with Bo Nix. I mean, they're going to be playing on the road, so that's kind of tough for a rookie quarterback to go in and be on an at-road atmosphere.
Unless the matchup's perfect for them.
Probably
against the Chiefs would be their best matchup because they're so familiar with them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know,
that's very true.
Because they should have beat them earlier this year. They had that blocked field goal.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, so.
Who you got, Dan? Bengals or Broncos?
I'm going to go Broncos. Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos. This is going to be a very high-scoring affair, just like Bengals games have been very high-scoring games. I think the Broncos' defense at the end will get it done. I think they're going to get torched right away, like you said, Rob.
Yeah.
But I think Bonito...
he's so good.
Oh, he's so good. I think he's going to get to Joe a few times towards the end of the game and give the Broncos the win. It's going to be like a 33-30 game.
Ooh. 33-30 game.
I do. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Can I change my pick?
I'm also going Broncos.
You're going Broncos too?
I am.
You're really trying to make up some ground.
Yeah, you're darn right. Matt, Graham, Trey. Yeah, Dan, we know. All went Broncos. Everybody else has gotten Bengals at the moment. But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of riding the Bo Nix train. I think he's been
after the loss,
you know, consistent enough. Yeah, even after the loss. I mean, they're prepping for the playoffs. The Bengals are not. I mean, the Bengals are not.
They're
mathematically eliminated. Yeah. But
but this win over the Broncos would put them within a game, and then the Broncos finish up with the Chiefs,
which is tough. But are the Chiefs going to be playing anybody?
Yeah, true. Once they get
that
to
is true. 15
you know, so I don't. That, I don't know. You know what I mean? So. And right now the Broncos are in that last spot. Right behind them, Colts at 7-8. Broncos are 9-6. Dolphins at 7-8, and then the Bengals at 7-8. The Bengals are the last team still in the race.
But the Bengals must have the tiebreaker over the Broncos if they're still eligible. Because they only can tie the record, right?
Mathematically? I mean, right. Yeah, correct.
So they have the tiebreaker then, if they're still eligible.
Sure. I just don't think the Bengals are going to. I mean, even if they win this week, I don't think the Bengals make the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Did the Dolphins win this
Not
week?
With the way
they
that did. Defense
Yeah,
been
so the
playing.
I mean, the Dolphins are right there, too. Yeah. Colts won big this week, but I can't remember who they played. The Titans.
They almost came back.
Yeah, they were up big,
against a non-Will Levis. It was a Rudolph Levis-less. The Red-Nosed Reindeer playing quarterback there. Yep.
He was playing well, too. Yeah,
old Mason. Mason.
Falcons at Commanders. Let me just make sure I'm reading this correctly. That is correct. Nobody has taken the Falcons in Washington, where the Commanders had just beat Philly on a great end of the game play. That's why I'm going with the Falcons and Michael Penix.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Taking a chance here. I think the Commanders are going to kind of come off this really, really high, which is fine. The Commanders are going to make the playoffs, most likely. Even if they lose this game, I still see the Commanders making the playoffs, probably being that last team. But I don't know. Michael Penix and Bijan going to get it done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Daniel, I want to go so I can steal his pick. So
I'm going to go Commanders. This is going to be too much for Michael.
Probably. I mean, fans are gonna be excited.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He faced the worst team in the league and is coming back and facing a playoff team. It's gonna be too much for him. I don't think the Commanders have a great defense by any means, but I know Marshawn Lattimore is gonna be playing, so that's gonna kind of seal down some of his weapons in the passing game. I know
Bijan's gonna go for 120.
I know Penix has a lot of weapons, but you know, like I said, it's going to be too much. It's going to be in Washington. Commanders are feeling themselves.
Yeah. Dang, too bad Kirk's Washington. Not playing that
I know.
Game at Washington, too. He's got to feel some type of way about that.
Yeah.
He will never tell you he does.
Yeah, if Kirk was playing, I'd actually go with the Falcons. But you know what? I'm still going with the Falcons.
Yeah.
Wow. You
know, we're both going 1-3 next week, or 1-4 next
That's
week.
That's fine. It's like every other week.
Yeah.
But I still think it's going to be a really good game. I think the Falcons can still run the ball on Washington. Washington, like you're saying, defense doesn't scare anybody.
No.
Atlanta's still got a decent defensive squad, too.
They're fighting to win the division.
But it's not, but now it's the X factor. Is it Jaden Daniels makes those plays at the end or the new rookie, Michael Penix? You know, I'd like to see him in a high pressure scenario. Last week, he didn't. They got up early after the Bates' pick six, and they were up 17-7. So I feel like the play calling won a lot of safe calling. They didn't really have to push the ball down the field, and Giants just couldn't move the ball at all anymore. So.
But if Falcons win and if the Rams lose, there's a chance that now they could go up, you know, one more slot into the three seed instead, too. Mm. So there's still more to play for. For the Falcons, yes, the division obviously still very much on the line. But, you know, with the Rams playing the Cardinals and then Seattle yet, there's still a chance that the Falcons could just climb up into that three seed even. Yet.
They could. I'm going to give a little round of applause to the NFL schedule makers. They've, you know, had a lot of good matchups, and I like how these division, you know, matchups at the finish of the season, you know, the Vikings and the Lions, you know, competing for the number one seed.
But Atlanta ends the season against the Panthers, and right now, allegedly, that's not an easy win, right?
No. I would not consider that an easy win.
The Panthers are looking to rain on somebody's parade, and they've been looking to do that the past 5 weeks. Bryce Young's playing flawless.
Yeah, and then the Commanders have Dallas next week, too, so if they lose this week and then they get over to the Cowboys...
I don't see them falling out of the playoffs even yet, but...
Well, they should have lost last week. That's what I was predicting, them to not make the playoffs with a loss in Philly, a loss against Atlanta.
Then you got Tampa or Seattle right there to,
you know,
clean up the mess.
So, but, yeah, I'm going to go Falcons. What the heck?
Yeah, what the heck? What do you got
I picked them to win the division, so I got to stick with my guns, you know?
Oh, that's right. Come on, Tampa. I picked them to win. But, yeah, I mean, that pretty much wraps it. Man, we're getting right down to it.
We are.
Playoffs time is coming. Yeah, now we're really going to have some doozy of some games coming up. There's going to be games that don't matter next week. There's going to be games that that we talk about that matter more than anything in this world, like that Vikings versus Detroit game is going to be ridiculous.
Man, I remember counting down the games or the days to the Vikings-Giants game, week one, and this season has completely flew by, and it's been so much fun. And like you said, Rob, hats off to the schedule makers because it's coming down right to the wire, and it's going to be some awesome football.
It should be. And it's really interesting that like our whole thought process might change next week of how, like, who's going to play starters, who's not going to play starters into the next week's game. Yep. You know, so this week is kind of
if the Vikings lose, they might not play starters.
Agreed, yeah. If the Vikings, you know, if they
lose. Yeah, because they got that 5 seed locked up, so I don't know why you would.
Exactly.
You know,
so
yeah, it's either 5 seed or a division, and potentially 1 seed, which is so crazy.
Well, then the Lions are aren't playing anybody, so you're paying $475 for tickets to watch backup players.
Well, $475 versus the Packers, though. That's what this.
Oh yeah, 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 true, yeah. But I'm assuming the tickets are in the Lions. Yeah, those still
they're paying for those tickets right now.
Oh, for sure,
thinking that that's going to be the division game.
Yeah, and then they're flexing that game. So what if both teams aren't playing starters and it's flexed on Sunday night? They'll have to reflex it.
Who's Jared Goff's backup even? We'd have Nick Mullins versus I don't even know.
Let's get Danny Dimes in there. Skip Nick Mullins.
Skip Mullins, just put Dimes in there.
J.J. McCarthy's probably healthy by now. Let's see what he's got.
There you go. Man, with that... Dan, thanks for being here, man.
Dude, it's been awesome.
We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Rob.
Dan will be back on our January 7th show with our fellow football coach, Matt. Matt Hamilton will be on that show.
Part of the playoff show.
Playoffs? We'll be previewing, I believe, it's a wild card preview, that show, for sure, so don't want to miss that, but... Dan, we appreciate you being here this week.
Yeah, man.
In between your busy scheduled day today.
Yeah, right? Oh, it has been crazy, but anytime I can be on here, it is a blast.
For sure. Well, I love it. We appreciate you being here.
By the way, Jake Fromm is Detroit's backup quarterback.
Yeah, let's see.
Georgia Bulldog. QB1.
Yeah, let's see Jake Fromm versus J.J. McCarthy. Come on.
Why not?
For $500 a pop.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Rob, of course.
Tyler.
Thanks for being here every week. Well, other than Mexico.
Wow.
What a joke.
A couple weeks, I feel like I need another trip down.
Yeah, I bet.
Down to Mexico? Yeah.
Well, it'll be after a Vikings Super Bowl win, though.
Or watch the Super Bowl there.
Ooh.
Stop. I didn't watch the Super Bowl in Hawaii last year, so.
Did you?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, whatever. Lucky.
Unbelievable. Anyway, thanks for being here, Rob, and not in Hawaii this week.
Thank you.
Of course, Kev behind the camera, getting everything done for us, editing, getting it out for you guys to see or listen to if you're on Spotify. Don't forget, obviously, it's Christmas this week, so happy holidays to all of our Banner with the Boys listeners.
Merry Christmas.
Obviously, shout-outs to our guests, Jake, Matt, Ben, Tyler, Graham, Trey, Cody, Dom, Rachel, and D'Angelo. Thanks for being a part of our show as we head into the playoffs here. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, whether it's on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the Banner. And, happy holidays from Banner with the Boys. We'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas.
Gold, baby.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.